Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Oklahoma feedlot operator Jason Hitch is the current chairman of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. They're in Oklahoma City this week for their annual convention. TCFA represents feedlots in New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. And we asked Jason about the current attitudes of feedlot operators in the three states here in the Southern Plains.
We've tentatively been very excited about what we're selling, very concerned about how the consumer's reacting to these high prices, and of course, watching the feeder market with some trepidation for future prices.
Of course, the combination of these very strong prices and your feed costs have come down dramatically compared to the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Watching this amazing corn crop roll in and the boards reflect that has been great. Again, it's pushed those feeder prices right on up, so I don't know on the balance that it's made as much of a difference as you'd think, but it's been wonderful to see.
You know, as you think about, you know, this particular meeting and looking forward, What's the challenge in your mind to agriculture? What do we need to be paying attention to more maybe than anything else?
We've got to rediscover ourselves. I mean, I think that as we've seen with the animal welfare and the environmental, and there is a huge disconnect between the production portion of our system and the consumer portion of our system. And agricultural people tend to be not the ones to toot their own horn. We don't interact very well with whom we sell our products to or whom ultimately consumes them. And I think that we really need to learn how to tell our story, to get ourselves out in front there and not be afraid to toot our horn and tell people what a good job we do. Additionally, we're going to have to watch what I'm going to call some people who are very well-meaning but very uneducated as to what actually goes on and what it takes to produce food regardless of the type of food in our country and around the world. More and more people and less resources mean more and more intensive agriculture.
Jason Hitch of Guymon, chairman of this year of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, meeting this week in Oklahoma City. Already in Louisville at the National FFA Convention is Kyle Hilbert. He is representing Oklahoma as a national officer candidate, FFA member from DePew, Oklahoma, and currently a student at Oklahoma State University. He says from day one, FFA has helped pull him out of his comfort zone, out of a level of shyness in that eighth grade when he started ag education, and it's been quite a ride since that time.
And the next year, I bought a set of show pigs and was willing to participate in public speaking. All that changed my life for the better. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be at Oklahoma State if it weren't for the FFA, and it's changed my life.
42 national officer candidates start. They cut that number in half tonight, so we'll know tonight whether Kyle is still in the hunt to be a national officer representing Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's McAllister Union Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale. Saturday, November 1st to 12 noon, the sale will feature over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls, including 55 black Angus bred heifers, 50 black and black Baldy bred heifers, 40 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. For new consignments, visit our website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day, 918-423-2834.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.